Very well. Which of our faculties do we use to see the things we see? Our sight, he said. And our hearing for the things we hear, and our other senses for everything we perceive? Of course. Have you ever noticed, I asked, how much more extravagantly the creator of the senses has made the power of seeing and being seen than the other senses? No, I haven't. Look at it this way. For hearing to hear, and sound to be heard, do they need some other class of thing as well? Without this third thing, will hearing fail to hear and sound fail to be heard? No, they don't need any other class of thing, he said. I suspect that many other faculties, I won't say all of them, have no need for any further thing of this sort. Can you think of any? No, I can't. How about the faculty of sight and the thing which is seen? Has it ever struck you that those do need something of this sort? How do you mean? If there is sight in the eyes, and its possessor is trying to make use of it, you surely realise that even in the presence of colour, sight will see nothing, and the colours will remain unseen unless one further thing joins them, a third sort of thing which exists for precisely this purpose. What thing do you mean? The thing you call light. True, he said. In that case, because it involves a third thing of this important character, the link between the faculty of sight and the ability to be seen is something more valuable than the links between the other faculties and their objects. Unless, of course, light has no value. Well, it certainly does have a value. Which of the heavenly gods, then, do you take to be the agent responsible for this? Whose is the light which best enables our faculty of sight to see, and the things which are seen to be seen? The one you or anyone else would take to be responsible, he said, the one you're asking about is obviously the sun. Now, do you agree with me about the natural relationship of sight to this god? What are you saying about it? Sight is not the sun, neither sight itself, nor the place in which it occurs and which we call the eye. No, it isn't. But of all the organs of perception, I would say the eye is the most sun-like, much the most. So the power which it has, the ability to see, it receives from the sun as a kind of grant from an overflowing treasury. Exactly. So, too, the sun is not sight, but it is the cause of sight, and it can be seen by sight. That is so, he said.